Journal Entry 45. Marty, Gretchen, and Cecilia delivered a set of books on parenting to my room as soon as they heard I was going to be taking care of Casey's baby. It was a sweet gesture, and I am thankful for their thoughtfulness. Although I am not sure if the library trio intended for the books to help me with my endeavor of caring for Elise, or if they actually thought I was lacking in my parenting skills. Oh well, it turns out the books have a lot of good information. When the day started, I was sure that Lisa and I were up to the task. Taking care of a baby as small as Elise didn't really take a lot of effort. Currently, she eats, sleeps, and poops. Our first day actually went really well. Lisa and I prepared a schedule of the tasks that each of us would be responsible for. Elise seemed to be accepting the schedule well. We diapered, fed, and rocked her to sleep. It was so easy until about 2 o'clock in the morning. We changed her, fed her, and rocked her in the rocker. She cried, and cried, and cried some more. Therefore, we changed her diaper and tried to feed her another bottle. The crying escalated until we had just about everyone awake that was sleeping in the admin hall. People get so cranky. I tried to rock her, and then I walked her around the room a good 100 times. Then Lisa tried. We were almost in tears because we were sure we broke this little baby. Tony entered my room and asked if he could help. I almost laughed. What could he do that we hadn't already tried? Out of frustration and a deep sense of defeat, I handed over the crying baby. Tony made a quick check to make sure she wasn't wet and wasn't hungry. Lisa and I both rolled our eyes. There was no way a man was going to do what we couldn't. Tony sat in the rocker. He unbuttoned his shirt and placed the baby's tummy against his chest. He rocked Elise in the rocker and sang a little song in some language I have never heard before. In moments, she was asleep. Lisa and I looked at Tony in amazement. Where did he get these parenting skills? I don't know, but I am thankful, and so is Lisa. The both of us fell onto our beds and went to sleep. I don't know when Tony left or when he laid the baby in her cradle, but she woke Lisa and me up around 8 o'clock this morning. She was happy again. My respect for Tony has been increased to a new level. Maddie.